Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the big news of the day, the Texans, they move on from C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and I find this really interesting. DJ Bienem, who does a great job covering the Texans for ESPN, he put out a piece for ESPN, and it is lengthy, but it is really interesting what we're hearing from, according to DJ Bienem, a Texans team source. And this is what they've had to say in response to the move they made, which is official, the move they made to release C.J. Gardner-Johnson. This, according to the piece that DJ Bienemy wrote, each of the Texans' three losses have been by 7 points or less at minimum, according to team sources. Gardner-Johnson has allowed three big plays in those games that have contributed to the opposing offenses scoring touchdowns, adding that Gardner-Johnson has struggled to consistently guard the correct opposing player when required to match coverage. Based on the Texans' defensive call and the routes run by the offense, struggles that also occurred during walkthroughs in the lead-up to games. Okay, we're going to get a full breakdown here, folks. During Week 1's game against the Rams, quarterback Matt Stafford threw a 13-yard touchdown to tight end Davis Allen, who ran a corner route into the end zone, which Gardner-Johnson was responsible for. Texans quarterback Kamari Lassiter tried to clean up the coverage bust, but wasn't able to run down Allen. Houston lost the game 14-9. Guess what? Week 2, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield threw an over route to wide out Ryan Miller for a 20-yard touchdown in the game's opening drive. The Texans were in cover 2, which required Gardner-Johnson to cover the deep right half of the field. He instead jumped a 10-yard in-breaking route to Buccaneers wideout Sterling Shepard, exposing the deep half for Miller's scoring reception. The Texans lost 20-19. And last week, against the Jacksonville Jaguars, the one that Clint was talking about, Gardner-Johnson made a crucial mistake, according to team sources, with the game not at 10-10 late in the fourth quarter, jumping an outbreaking route by Parker Washington when he was responsible for anything over the middle of the field. Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence pounced on the mistake, hitting Brian Thomas on a post for a 46-yard reception down to Houston's 10-yard line against man-to-man coverage. Houston would allow Jacksonville Jaguar back Travis Etienne to score a play later, which allowed them to win. Also going on, compounding the coverage bust, Gardner-Johnson has refused to take any responsibility for his mistakes, rubbing his teammates the wrong way, sources added, with one member of the team saying Gardner-Johnson's finger pointed instead of owning up to his mistakes. I have never seen a team, me personally, maybe you have, I've never seen a team release a player and then give immediately in-depth stop-for-stop reason and breakdowns of plays that they've made mistakes on. I have never seen that. Never. You said it early, Clint. We're going to hear from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I said, I don't know, man. Maybe he may just go and move on. No, not after this. This is crazy to me. They just said a team sources went and broke down all three individual plays. I am blown away by this, Clint. I cannot believe they went through and did this. I mean, detailed telling us what coverage they were in. I mean, that is, I'm sorry. That is wild.
Well, it's going to, I mean, it has to be an inside source because I've watched all three of these plays since those reports came out. And, you know, like I don't see the same coverage as like on the touchdown to Tampa Bay. Like if he's supposed to be in cover two and he's attacking the slot receiver on a little bit of an out route I think that one against Tampa was just a little snag route, then he's just completely running the wrong coverage. It strikes me, and it doesn't look like cover two because Bullock is actually chasing the slot receiver all the way to the other side of the field. That is a quarters coverage any way you slice it any day of the week. And is he being a little horny on the quarters coverage just in that game? Just like the only difference in the Tampa Bay game and the Jacksonville Jaguars game is it's the same coverage, but in Jacksonville attacking from the outside on the same side of the field that he's on when he jumped down, and Tampa Bay attacked him from the opposite slot, which you had Kalen Bullock in what should have been a man-to-man situation. I don't see those being cover two. I think they were both quarters coverage, and did he get horny and jump down on an underneath route? Yes, but that's always a gray area in quarters coverage of, like, when do you lock on to that underneath receiver? How aggressive do you want to be? And I'll argue that in D'Amico Ryan's defense, you never – like, you take away the quick throw, never expecting the quarterback to be able to hold the football long enough for that receiver to go all the way across the field and catch the ball in the back corner, right? The Tampa Bay throw I'm talking about. So, you know, I think all of these guys are even when they play zone, I think they're coached to be horny and jump routes. And so I don't know how to look at that. I can tell you right now it's not cover two. I can tell you they weren't playing cover two in either the Jacksonville or the Tampa Bay game. They're not playing cover two, period. They are playing cover two in the Rams game. And I've never seen, it was not two man, it was just a base cover two. I've never seen a dime defender on a slot receiver in a base cover two be responsible for the corner, whether it's a tight end or a running back. I mean, or tight end or a wide receiver. I don't see how. I think Kamari Lassiter maybe should have floated back and not jumped up so hard and given that throw in the ocean over the top. But I can't find a way where C.J. Gardner-Johnson was responsible for that. Now, maybe should he have bucked him off the line and not given him a free release, maybe? But if that is a cover two, a true cover two, it doesn't – like, that's not his responsibility. So I don't – unless they're playing some crazy-ass coverages that I've never seen, they're not as egregious. Like, it's egregious. It's cuttable. It's finable. It's a finable offense if he's supposed to be playing cover two in those situations. He's playing quarters the way he is. It's also a fireable offense if Kalen Bullock's supposed to be playing cover two and he's chasing a receiver all the way to the back corner against Tampa Bay.
Or benchable.
Benchable. That's fine. Whatever. However, I agree. It's not cuttable. But yeah. So I don't know how much stock I necessarily put in those reports. Because I don't think the coverages are spot on.
Tyler, please, let's keep an eye on C.J. Gardner-Johnson's social media of any kind.
Oh, I got an APB.
I'm glad you broke that down and you went and watched all three of those. Let's just say that they're 100% right. Like that this is something they'd be doing. I don't know. The level of... Is petty the word? The level of want to have it out there for the Texans team source to have this reported breakdown stop for stop all three games, and they break down as you went through every coverage and exactly what he was supposed to do. Like even if they're completely right, I have never seen a team cut somebody or move on from a player. Damn sure not this organization. Move on from a player. This is an organization that don't say nothing. They don't ever say anything. Yeah. We still don't know what's going on with Joe Mixon. They don't say nothing. And they've given DJ Bienemy an entire breakdown of everything that is wrong with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I'm expecting the C.J. Stroud breakdown coming up next. I'm expecting the Lakin Tomlinson breakdown. I'm expecting the Cam Robinson breakdown next. Hell, they didn't do this to Kenyon when they moved on from him. They didn't. I mean, this is wild. Something happened in the last couple of days for this to get to this base that I've never seen an organization do this to somebody. I've never seen it.
Well, I mean, here's the deal, Ron, is if the reports that are coming out, if they're accurate reports and they were being reported that way, and he was supposed to be playing cover two in any of these instances, then it's a fireable offense.
Wouldn't that just be a mess up? That's almost
I'm saying. It's not cover two. I'm telling you. My point is that it's not cover two. The report is wrong. It's a quarters coverage. He's playing in a super horny fashion, which is exactly what D'Amico Ryan's defense does.
Would you play him the whole game, though, Sunday?
If he
got a breakdown like that?
No, he wouldn't play.
He wouldn't play 90%.
No, not at all. Yeah, no. So I am very interested in where the reports are coming from, just simply because they're not accurate. They're not accurate scheme wise.
It's come from a team source that's got a pretty good breakdown.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you, man, the touchdown against the Rams, CJ Gardner Johnson, everybody's playing zone, first of all. Everybody's playing zone. Nobody's playing man. CJ Gardner Johnson and Kamari Lassiter are over a what I call flank, but two tight ends to that side. One's on the line of scrimmage attached to the tackle, another one's in the hip position off of him. Nobody's playing man. The inside defender, which was a dime defender, the only way he would be responsible for that corner route is if it were two man. And in this case, with this film, if it were two man, he was the only one playing. He was the only one that's supposed to be playing man. So everybody blew the man coverage because nobody played man, right? And so I don't know how you put that one on him. Which is very interesting. That's going to be anxious. I mean, I'm anxious to hear what. I can't wait for CJ Gardner Johnson's response, because now
there's no way he's not. I wouldn't. Well, unless he's Bobby Slowick.
Well, now here's the deal. Before, I was like, if you're him, you know, do you want to? Which I know he would. Do you want to burn bridges? Do you want to make your former team look silly? And it's like, maybe he'll soft shoe it. Maybe he'll move on. Maybe he'll do it, but he'll soft shoot. Now I think he's going to come out and empty the clip.
They packed him in the corner. All right, I'm interested in hearing you as we get going in the 4 o'clock.